Chi High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson and Shelley Miller with you. And also, we've got Sam Averly and his sister Maddie being introduced into our sports operation here at WOGO, with also Elliot Spies back manning the controls at WOGO. So, Shelley, welcome. A long-time, highly respected and admired assistant coach. How does it feel to be in the broadcast booth? And today, literally, in the press box.
Yeah, it feels a little different being on the other side of the fence to begin with.
Yeah. Well, good to have you here. Jared Faraday with a special message for you at the end of my pregame interview, so you'll have to stick around for that. So, kind of unfamiliar territory for Chi High. The only win they had, the game we did against Eau Claire North last week, narrowly winning that one 2-1, just barely. But they had had a loss earlier at Marshfield, a game heard here on WOGO 6-2, and then losing to North last week as well, 6-1 at Casper, and then getting swept in a doubleheader over in Wausau, 3-1 and 8-4 to a very good Green Bay Preble team.
Yes, yeah, so it's been a challenge so far this year. They're finding their way, a number of young players that are working their way into the program, and they are making that slope up. You know, they'll get there. It's just going to take a little time.
Mm-hmm. You looked at some of the numbers. We'll hear Coach Faraday talk about runners with scoring position, need to get some hits, but also early on here, needing to make contact.
That's the key. If looking at the stats, the strikeouts are just, the number's just way too large.
Mm-hmm.
Need to cut down the strikeouts and, like you said, making contact. Put the ball in play. You have a chance.
Let me try to show people the BRC standings in my scribble, my chicken scratch. And there you go. Everybody is 1-1, Shelley. When have you seen that in the BRC?
That's correct.
That's crazy.
That's right.
That's like the NFL, the parody, right? So, well, what about this game today on a cold, kind of a windy day early in the season?
Yep, it's a little chilly, but actually it'll be pretty good for playing. Of course, it's the Casper Winds are alive and well.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what's your thoughts on the way now the conference is going, trying to split up, not have double headers, but game here today, and then they'll be at Hudson on Thursday.
That's correct. The getting away from the double headers, going to single games on Tuesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And what it, in my mind, what it does, it makes your practices light almost every time you practice, because you're in between games, and you don't have that time to really work hard at something, to correct something. You're always a little bit how much you push your players, especially pitchers.
Mm-hmm. 26 games. It's a long schedule.
Yep.
The Cards looking for a win here today against a tough Hudson team. They come in 2-1 and only lost 7-6 to Eau Claire Memorial to start this season. We'll hear from the head coach of Hudson, Brian Schwab, when we come back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1, WOGO.com, and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Brian Schwab, what an even Big Rivers Conference. Everybody 1-1. I mean, that is really something to see.
I think everyone's just trying to figure out who they are right now, and a lot of young players in the conference, so it's really fun.
You guys had some non-conference win, one non-conference win, but also a narrow loss to Memorial, 7-6.
Yeah, that was our first game of the year, and it showed. So we came back and played the way we wanted to the second game, so much happier with that.
So talk to me about your club in terms of pitching, defense, hitting. What really kind of leads the way?
I think we're consistent at the pitching level. We've got three freshmen that are pitching with us right now. We've got some good veteran depth, a bunch of seniors on the team, which always helps and certainly helps in the dugout everywhere. And then we have some all-conference players returning who are sophomores this year, so we're excited about that.
Facing a Chi-Hi squad, you guys have developed a good rivalry in recent years. What about going against the Cards here on this windy, kind of chilly day?
We always look forward to this game. It's this series. It's always a fun one, and I know both teams will give it their all, so it should be fun.
Coach, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
And that's head coach Brian Schwab, whose daughter plays shortstop here for the Hudson Raiders. And Hudson on the season, that loss to Memorial, but 2 days later they came back and won at Memorial 12-6 and beat Ellsworth in a non-conference game on Friday 11-8. In 2 minutes we'll hear from Cardinal co-head coach Jared Faraday on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman. Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal Countdown on a windy, chilly Tuesday afternoon. At least the sun's peeking out here from Casper. Tax deadline day on FM 103.1, WOGO.com, and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Head coach Jared Faraday now. And, Coach, we last saw you the win at North the other day, but riding a bit of a losing streak right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, last Thursday night, you know, the second part of the, you know, week doubleheader with North, and just really couldn't get timely hitting, you know, and that's really been kind of the key for us this year so far. Is we've gotten a lot of people on base. We've left, you know, averaging around 10 people a game left on base, and you know, like we talked to them, some point we got to get two out hits. That's winning in softball and baseball. Two out hits with runners in scoring position is basically what it comes down to. And you know, so far this year we just haven't had those moments. I thought Friday night we played a very good Green Bay Preble team over at DC Everest in a doubleheader, and that was really good. It was really good for us. I thought we played pretty well overall. They're good, you know, and they have two like future D1 pitchers, and so we got to see another level of pitcher, which I think for our hitters was actually good to start to recognize some things. And yeah, hopefully that can start to transition here and we can get some things rolling.
I mean, a unique look of very early in the BRC season, but everybody's 1-1.
Yeah, and you know, I guess that just shows that this year anything can happen, you know, and it appears that on a given night here, basically anyone can beat anybody. And so, yeah, the good thing for us is losing that game last Thursday, everybody is 1-1, and so we're all starting over again here in week two.
What do you know about Chavon, the junior pitcher for Hudson?
Not too much. I don't know too much on them. You know, I know they always have good athletes. They have kids who play a lot of softball over there. You know, being that close to the Twin Cities, obviously a huge advantage, the resources and things that Hudson has. So, yeah, they're always a solid team of athletes and softball players, and we got to come out here and be ready to go.
And finally, you're deep at the pitching spot, and we'll look for Violet McEwan back today.
Yep, Violet will start here tonight and see what we can do. She threw real well on Friday night in the game one against Preble. We look for her to continue doing that tonight.
All right, Shelly Miller's joining me in the booth. Any words for him? Go easy on us.
Yeah, right? Yeah, go easy. And, he'll stay warm up there in the booth. He'll be happier than out on the field having sand blown in his face the whole night. So
thank you, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
Head Coach Jared Faraday, Cardinal Countdown winding down. We're getting closer to the first pitch. Chi-Hi and Hudson today on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
All right, Mark Halverson and Shelly Miller back in the press box here at Chi-Hi. And now let's hear public address announcer Dave Hanson introduce the starting lineup for the Cards.
Hitting off for the Cardinals, number 14, second baseman Roslyn Twyman. Batting second, number 3, the shortstop Georgia Romanowski. Batting third, number 17, the catcher, Lauren Shepard. Batting fourth, number 16, the designated player, Landy Hinkleman. Batting fifth, number 10, the third baseman, McKenna Bauer. Batting sixth, number 13, the first baseman, Ellie Geist. Batting seventh, number 5, the left fielder, Gracie Amundson. Batting eighth, number 15, the right fielder, Willa Reisinger.
Batting ninth, number 18, the center fielder, Kennedy Swan. And the pitcher flex for the Cardinals this afternoon, number 7, Violet McAwam. The Cardinals are coached by Chelsea Sikora and Jared Faraday, assisted by Catherine Yagi and Rich Rosenau, manager Anna Seacrow and Kyron Marr. Your umpires for today's game are Larry Osmond behind the plate, Paul Osmond on the bases. Let's play softball.
Thank you, Dave Hansen. Appreciate that. Quickly go to our Tyson Ford keys of the game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. All right, Shelly Miller, how about it? What's the key to this game for the Cards?
The key to the game is to put the bat on the ball. We're leaving way too many on left on base and striking a little too much. So
that says a lot right there.
Their key.
All right, and so the Hudson Raiders dressed in the blue uniforms with the white numerals, white pants, the blue socks, and Chippewa Falls waiting for them to come out of the dugout here shortly. Great to have you along with us here this afternoon with, again, Sam and Maddie Aberle, also providing the video stream on the new Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Hey, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. And, yeah, I think you told me of 145 at-bats and 44 strikeouts. So that's about one out of every three, if not exactly close to that, way too close for comfort for that.
That's correct. Right, yep. That's one number that has to be reduced.
And then also that leads into, and if you get that going, then you're probably going to see better hitting with scoring in runners in scoring position.
Correct.
So a lot of years for you as an assistant, Shelly, as you look at, and you're excited. You were gifted last year that wonderful tournament that you had. We're going to be covering that again this year. You can check the Wogo Spring Sports calendar at wogo.com. But you're looking forward to going to Oklahoma City and June 4th through the 6th, right?
Yeah, that was a wonderful gift at that they honored me at that tournament. And, we had the tickets and the hotel. We're all set to go June 4th through the 6th.
Fantastic. All right, let's set the defense for the Cardinals. Violet McAwam, the sophomore righty, she pitched against Preble in that earlier 3-1 loss the other day. And then Lauren Shepard, the catcher behind the plate for the Cards, the junior at first base, a fellow junior, Allie Geist, senior roster. Twyman's at second. Georgia Robinowski, third base last year, sophomore shortstop. Shelly, you had a chance to work with her. We'll have to tap your comments about that a little bit. McKenna Bauer, the senior at third. Then the outfield from left to right. Gracie Amundson, the sophomore. We saw her on center last week at North. She's in left today. Kennedy Swan has shifted from left to center. And Willa Reisinger has gone from pitching last week to play right field, the junior, Willa Reisinger. Again, the order for Hudson, we didn't get that. We'll get it to you here. Sophomore center fielder Kylie Meyer will lead off. Carly Meyer batting second is the senior left fielder Elsa Brunner. Batting third is sophomore first baseman Paige Adrian. Hitting in the four spot, the designated player, senior number 11, Lexi Hirsch. Batting fifth, the shortstop, senior Maddie Schwab. Batting sixth is second baseman, number 9, Elena Jewell. She's a senior. Batting seventh, freshman third baseman, Allie Dombrowski. In the eighth spot, Haley Carlson, the senior right fielder. And Katie Biljan is the senior catcher, rounding out the lineup for Brian Schwab's crew. And we're about ready to go. And get this thing underway here on WOGO Sports. Up at the press box here today. And it's number 1, Carly Meyer, the sophomore, hitting from the right side. Meyer waits for the first pitch from McAwam, and here it is. And it's a called strike 1. So we're underway here, first Hudson and Chippewa Falls. Everybody in the conference 1-1, so big stuff here.
A lot of parity.
Yeah. 0-1, McAwam out in front, and this one fouled off 0-2. She was just a freshman last year, Shelly, and she was the primary pitcher, but a very talented and deep staff again for the Cards this year.
That's correct, Ed. Last year, her start was a little slower. She was injured, but she made her way back from injury and had a very good season.
0-2 pitch now. McAwam, here it is. And called strike 3. So going down looking is Carly Meyer, the first strikeout victim of the day. And it brings up Elsa Brunner, the left fielder for Hudson.
That started out with a couple curveballs and then got her on the change.
Good job. It's a little easier to identify those back behind home plate, so good job out of you. All right, there's the first. And this one kind of stepping up in the box, and she fouls it off. Elsa Brunner hitting from the left side. So early on, very early, but how does Violet look to you?
She's looking good, hitting spots. That was a rise ball that she had just thrown, and she got her to chase it.
Boy, that if you can mix it up, right, the rise ball, the fastball, the curve like that, that really strong into your advantage, obviously. And that one missing, but she's got good speed, doesn't she?
Good speed and very good movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And killer change.
Right. The count now 1-1, McElwam to the second hitter, and that one's going to be low, 2-1 to Brunner, the senior left fielder for Hudson. They come in here 1-1 in the conference like everybody, and 2-1 overall. They split with Memorial. Cards split with Eau Claire North. And she looks at a ball high, 3-1. Three balls and one strike to Brunner with one out, nobody on. Just underway here from Casper Park. A lot of sunshine, but kind of chilly and windy, too. 3-1 pitch, and she's going to look at ball high. So a strikeout and a walk for the Cards from McElwam.
Batting third,
to start
eight,
things here,
and Paige Adrian.
That brings up the number three hitter, Paige Adrian, the sophomore first baseman. Well, it doesn't make any sense, Shelley. She was so strong against that initial hitter, but certainly pitching to a lefty is a little bit different. Now she comes back to the righty, looks at ball one, a little bit low to Paige Adrian.
Yeah, she was against a lefty, having a problem finding the corners.
And, again, early in any contest, I mean, baseball or softball, right, trying to understand what exactly is the strike zone going to be, right?
And correct.
I imagine it's no different for softball than it is for baseball. And this one, a 1-0 pitch popped high in the air, up the elevator shaft, and coming over and making the catch is Twyman, and the runner holds in two outs. So a pop out to second base retires the number three hitter, Adrian, and brings up the designated hit, the cleanup hitter, the designated player, Lexi Hirsch, the senior.
Yeah, Roz had to track that ball down. The wind was taking that quite a ways.
That was way up there, yeah, for sure. So two out now for the right-handed hitting Lexi Hirsch. And she looks at a ball, missing 1-0. Hirsch hitting from the right side. Runner on and two out now. The Cards looking to get out of this unscathed. McElwam, the sophomore. Reisinger got a lot of innings early in the season. And that one is called strike 1-1. If she reaches, Maddie Schwab is on deck. But the Cards looking to get their at-bats, hopefully, here. If McElwam can retire the cleanup hitter. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed called strike two. Got her looking at that one, Shelly.
Yep. Kind of froze the batter on this pitch.
Probably the batter would have told you, oh, that looked like a meatball. Should have swung at it, but maybe didn't expect it. The 1-2 pitch now from McElwam, and she looks at ball two, 2-2. 2-2 now to Hirsch. Runner at first is Brunner, the left fielder, reached via a walk. Boy, the Tigers pitcher, the Cy Young Award winner, so good against the Brewers last night. My, here's the 2-2 pitch. Off speed again. She misses high, and the count goes full 3-2.
Yeah, the change is staying up in the zone a little too much.
So 3-2 now, McElwam against the cleanup hitter. Here it is, and this one popped in the air. Is it going to be playable? Coming over is Geist, and she'll make the catch in foul territory for out number three. So a half an inning in the books. Hudson nothing. Chihai coming up on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Mark Halverson, Shelley Miller back at the press box at Casper, along with Sam Aberle and Maddie Aberle, bringing you the live video stream on the new Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Half an inning in the books. Hudson nothing. Chahai coming up, led by Roz Twyman, the senior second baseman. Georgia Romanowski, the sophomore shortstop. And Lauren Shepard, the junior catcher, going up against Izzy Chavone, a junior pitcher. It's interesting talking to Brian Schraub. He mentioned to me when I talked about his pitchers, he said, well, we've got three freshman pitchers, but none of them is going in this important conference game today.
Yeah. Yep, play your experience right now.
Right.
For the Cardinals, leading off, number 14, second baseman, Rosalind Twyman.
All right, Twyman to lead things off for the Cards. And you got some averages you'll share with us along the way.
Yeah, Roz right now is batting 500 on the season.
She tore it up in that loss at Marshfield.
Yes, she did. She sure did.
All right, hitting for the right side. Twyman, the senior, waits for Chavone, the first pitch. And she looks at a called strike one. You know, it's interesting in terms of just mixing baseball talk into this. The Brewers struggling a little bit right now, but I came across the fact Jackson Churio has not walked yet this season. And there's a poke right to the second baseman for out number one. So Twyman, good contact, line drive, but right to the second baseman.
Batting second, number three, the shortstop.
Correct. Good contact. Yeah, that's, at least it's contact.
Right.
Gets better from there.
And now Romanowski in the two spot. You got to work with her a little bit, kind of. What about the transition from third to short for her?
That was, but she last year played third, and we needed a shortstop, so I trained her during the summer.
And that was a bunt attempt, and it's going to go foul. But you could see last year, I mean, she had the strong arm at third, so she could handle it,
she
right?
She had everything you need to play shortstop. And she worked very hard at it.
And hitting from the left side now, Romanowski, what do you have for an average on her?
Georgia is a 316 average so far this season.
And now she'll square to bunt again, fouls it off, strike two. So in the hole at 0-2. And the thing is, and that's a big deal, though, making that transition, because for this whole program, you're saying, basically, Georgia, you're going to be our shortstop for the next 3 years.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, considering everything we lost from last year.
Right. Yeah, and so now the 0-2 pitch to Romanowski from Chavone. She fouls it off. Battling with Lauren Shepard on deck, the junior catcher for the Cards. On this sunny but windy and cold day, I think we can call it, this tax deadline day. The 0-2 pitch to Romanowski, and she's going to foul it off on the third base side again. Well, check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. 0-2 pitch, and she'll foul it off again. Well, staying alive with constant contact.
She's staying alive just a little bit under the ball.
Mm-hmm. No balls and two strikes. See a bunt attempt the first couple of times, but obviously when you have two strikes, you don't continue in that direction. But in that two spot, a lot of must identify and appreciate her bunting abilities. There's the ball high, 1-2. From Chavone, the junior pitcher. Again, the Hudson defense. Izzy Chavone, the junior pitcher. Katie Biljan is the senior catcher. Paige Adrian is at first. Elena Jewell, the second baseman. Maddie Schwab, the senior shortstop, and Allie Dombrowski, the freshman, is at third. The pitch, and there's a ball high, 2-2. So by all the contact for Romanowski, now she forced a 2-2 count.
She makes pitchers work.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very good idea of where the zone is.
And she's just a sophomore, too, right?
So correct.
Developing as a hitter. And the 2-2 pitch, and that's going to be a ball high, 3-2, and that one would have been a wild pitch if somebody was on base. So 3-2 now, and so how about Georgia Romanowski? She's worked this from 0-2, battled, and now she's got the count full. She's a pitch away from walking and improving her on-base percentage, and as soon as she looks at ball four, take your base. How about Georgia Romanowski? Yeah,
she made the pitcher work that time.
And, her, number 17,
got a free pass.
Lauren
she earned
Shepherd.
It, and so Lauren, that's as good as a single, right? All right, Lauren.
That's
Shepherd.
Correct. And when Georgia's on base, you got to be ready because she will go at any time.
All right, Lauren Shepherd now, the catcher. She likes to get up in the box here. And there's a ball missing, and then stealing. Romanowski is going to get in there. It squirts away from the shortstop, Schwab, but not too far. There's Elena Jewell there to get it, but there's exactly what you said, Shelley.
There she goes. Correct.
Yeah, so a stolen base here for Georgia Romanowski with one on, one out, and a runner in scoring position for the Cards, and they're not messing around. They want to get out in front here early.
Lawrence batting 562 for the season.
And swing and a miss. Maybe just a little bit of a foul tick on that one as the count goes to 1-1. So Shivo now, the Izzy Chavone, I should say, the pitcher. A bit of a testy situation here. And comes forward with the pitch. Ball high, 2-1. Now, what about Romanowski? Would she even think about trying to steal third?
Not unless Chels says go.
Listen to coach. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for, and she's in scoring position right now, and there's only one out, so I would kind of doubt it. Shepherd, the pitch. And she looks at a called strike, and the count goes to 2-2. What about Shepherd? Now, she's way up in the box, isn't she?
She is up in the box. She likes to be up in the box
okay.
when she hit.
Yeah. So Lauren Shepherd hitting 562, as Shelley said, gaudy numbers. And here's the 2-2 pitch, and this one fouled off over the first base dugout where Hudson is today. Well, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO sports director Greg Stewart, gstewart at wib.com or 723-1037. The 2-2 pitch and fouled off again by Shepherd. We'll keep doing this here.
Lawrence seems to be just a bit behind the ball, so if she can get that ball a little more out front.
First at bat of this game for her against Chavone, Izzy Chavone. The 2-2 pitch. There it is, and that one's going to be bowled in there, 3-2, and Romanowski with a really good lead at second, but they're not going to gamble and throw it out there. And so from a Chahai perspective, we can just taste. Come on, we can taste a single and an RBI and a 1-0 lead. Let's see if she can come through with it here now. Three balls and two strikes or a walk is fine. And there's a ball high. In fact, it's going to get away from the catcher, and that'll allow Romanowski to get the third. Runners at the corners with only one out, bringing up Lainey Henkelman.
Batting fourth, number 16.
So some control issues for Chavone here.
Player,
correct.
Lainey
with Georgia
Henkelman.
On third, having a runner on third is huge. So many things can bring her into the plate.
Right. And only 60 feet away, and that brings up Lainey Henkelman. How is she hitting so far?
Lainey right now is at 286 on the season.
286, all right. And Izzy Chavone, the right-handed pitcher for Hudson now. In a nothing-nothing game, two on, one out. And looking at ball one is Henkelman. They throw it over to third, but that's going to allow the runner to steal. And so two runners in scoring position as Shepherd easily into second base. So runners at second and third and only one out, as that was a ball missing to Henkelman. So getting our highlight reels ready here. The 1-0 pitch. Henkelman smacks one. Base hit to right field. One is in. And then rounding third and coming in to score is Shepherd to the slide and safe. Oh, yes, Shepherd. What a play. And the Cards lead it 2-0.
And that's what we have been missing the first five games.
There it is. That is beautiful.
Runners in scoring position, and she brought in two.
Absolutely. That was fantastic. Lainey Henkelman, the sophomore, 10, with that two RBIs, and the Cardinals lead this thing 2-0 with only one out, and that brings up the number five hitter, McKenna Bauer, the senior third baseman for the Cards. Well, that was so far, this has been a fantastic bottom half of the first.
McKenna right now is hitting 312 on the season.
And there's the pitch, and she's going to look at one for a strike. 0-1 to McKenna Bauer in that five spot. And again, you've made some references to it, Shelley, in terms of last season and those players and that wonderful slogan that Chi High has, and she looks at a ball missing 1-1, that tradition never graduates. But in order to do that, you've got to have a lot of things in place, don't you? It's got to be a year-round program.
That's correct. Yeah. It takes a lot. We use that phrase.
There's a ball high missing 2-1. I mean, because when you have these people graduating, it's like next girl up, right?
Correct. And it's not gifted to you. You have to make it work.
Yeah. And a lot of hard work in the off season, in the summer. And there's a called strike to a looking McKenna Bauer. And the count goes to 2-2. With Allie Geist on deck. Again, the runner at first is Henkelman after that 2 RBI single to right. Was just beautiful hit from the sophomore. And here's the pitch. And this one in the air, foul territory, and out of play on the first base side. So we'll do it again.
Yep, just behind the pitch a little bit.
But a good start here for the Cards, and it means a lot, right? Especially for the Cards, not used to having a three-game losing streak, losing to North after they've done so well in conference play. And then, again, as Jared said, we'll certainly trust him that Green Bay Preble, a very fine, I mean, two Division I pitchers. Wow, who's heard about that? You know?
Correct.
That's an embarrassment of riches. And so 2-2 now with a 2-0 Cardinal lead. Runner at first is Henkelman. Bottom half of the first inning here on WDOGO. And there's a called strike three, and so Bauer goes down looking for strikeout number one, and that brings up the out number two, though, and Allie Geist now, the junior first baseman.
Yeah, right now Allie is hitting 0-53 on the season. She has some power.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll look for that from Allie here, and she'll look at the first one, low 1-0. So... okay, Allie, not off to the start she wanted, right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's not what she was hoping for. But
right.
We're going through some growing pains, and they will get there.
And this one poked into the outfield and giving it a test, but going to be caught out there by the right fielder, Haley Carlson. But not before the Cardinals score the two, Cardinals, stranding two runs, one, base, through one from Casper, one Shahai two, Hudson nothing on WDOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit... boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Back at Casper Park, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, Shelly Miller, Sam and Maddie Averly providing the live video stream on the new Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And also we've got our friend Elliot Spies back at the Wogo studio manning the controls. So it takes a cast of thousands to pull it off these days. And there's a looking strike one. So Violet McElwam, the sophomore, back out there to face Schwab, Jewell, and Dombrowski. The 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Hudson, trailing it 2-0 to the Cards. 0-1 to Schwab, and she's going to ground one third base side. Gloved over there, throw over in time for the out, and a good toss by McKenna Bauer for out number one. Score at 5-3 here to start the second.
Violet
getting that first
Elena
pitch strike, Jewell. And then coming inside and making her pull the ball. Good job by Violet.
Elena Jewell now, the senior second baseman for Coach Brian Schwab's club. And the first pitch, a called strike to a looking Elena Jewell with Dombrowski on deck, just a freshman. So it's to see what the senior Jewell can do. In the Cardinals, their ace, McElwam, on the mound, hopped high in the air, foul territory, and out of play, hitting the top of the first base dugout. And the count goes to 0-2. But it starts with McElwam. It starts with pitching. Then you want that solid defense. And then hitting, and if you can get the base running, that's the full package, right?
That's it. And pitching has been pretty good, and that's a solid defense.
You saw the Eau Claire North pitcher last week, and this ball fouled off. She did a great job against the Cards.
Yes, she did.
11
yes,
strikeouts,
really,
and she was I wasn't here Thursday. Was she the pitcher again? Do you know?
That I don't know.
You don't know either. Yeah, okay. I mean, you're not an assistant coach anymore. I can't expect you at every game. All right, 0-2 now to Jewel. And she's going to tap one. Third base side, gloved over there. Bauer going to rifle one in the dirt to first, and it's going to get by Geist, and the runner might have been safe anyhow. So that's going to be a base hit, I believe. What do you think?
That's an excuse-me hit.
Yeah, it's an excuse-me hit. It's a little tapper.
She did beat it out.
Right, I thought so too. So runner at first, one out, one on for Hudson. It brings up Allie Dombrowski, the freshman third baseman. Dombrowski hitting against McElhone, righty versus righty. And there's a fastball called strike one. So they're looking at a fair number of called strikes by McElhone so far.
That's correct. And she's doing a very good job. First pitch strikes.
And that puts the pressure on the batter. And there's the 0-1 now. And this one, line drive to center. It's going to get in there. A one hop. They're going to try to run it in. And that's, of course, the center fielder today, Kennedy Swan. So solid single. That's the most solid single of the game for Hudson. Runners at first and second with one out. Brings up Haley Carlson. But, boy, Dombrowski, pretty impressive, the freshman there.
Right.
I mean, the freshman third baseman, she's like, hey, I belong, Halverson. Gotcha. Message sent. Okay. Haley Carlson, the senior right fielder now, against Violet McElwain. And she's going to foul one off. So Hudson looking to answer right back here, Shelley.
Hudson is always in the mix.
Yeah.
Every single year. You know, good players, they play a lot of travel ball in the summer.
Looked at their student enrollment. It's about 1,700 plus, about 300 more students than Chi High. No excuses, just telling you. It is what it is. And there's a bunt attempt laid down here, gloved by Bauer over to first place. They get the out, but the other two runners advance, setting up runners two in scoring position with two outs as Carlson gives herself up in the sacrifice.
That was a good job, McKenna, coming up and fielding that and getting the out at first.
Batting ninth, number five.
And so that removes Carlson, but the runners go to second and third. So it's Elena Jewell at third and Dombrowski at second. And Katie Bilhan, the senior catcher, is going to square off against McElwain here. So this is big pitcher versus batter. And there's a fastball missing, just barely 1-0. To ask my friend Dave, I didn't quite catch how Dave said B-I-L-J-A-N. What are you going with, Dave?
Biljan.
Okay. All right. I defer to Dave on all questions like that. So, Dave Hansen, there's the electric pen, his nickname for so many years. But does a great job as a public address announcer for so many sports, high school and college. Ball misses 2-0.
A lot of games for Dave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2-0 now. McElwain trying to get out of this. And this one popped in the air. Left field giving chase over there. And I lost the vision. And it's foul territory. And she apparently did not
obviously
catch
a foul ball.
Wow, I'm going to have to work on this next time that happens. We've got to be able to access that better. Okay. All right, I'm prepared now.
And I'll rely on you for left field.
Yeah, because you're further back here in the press box. We're making it. Nobody's stepping on anybody's toes. Two balls and one strike. McElwain, runners at second and third and two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Boy, she got her with that off-speed pitch.
Yeah, that's right.
So, again, it's Katie Biljan. She is the number nine hitter for Coach Brian Schwab. The catcher.
We want this out.
Yeah, that's for sure. 2-2. Runners at second, third. The pitch from McElwain popped in the air on the infield and caught by McElwain, and the Cards get out of it.
Okay,
with
nice
two
pitch.
Runners
got
stranded.
Got her to chase and popped
in
it.
Chi-Hi still leads in the middle of two. 2-0 at Casper on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman.
Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today.
Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Bottom of the two, we go from Casper, Mark Halverson, Shelley Miller with the Averillys. We've got Sam and his sister Maddie providing the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Grace Amundson, Willa Reisinger, and Kennedy Swan, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, with the Cardinals up 2-0, but they held off the charging Raiders there in
the
second.
Batting seventh, number five, the left fielder.
Yeah, they had
fielder,
two runners
Tracy
in scoring position, Amundson. And Violet was making the pitch.
Yeah, she did, that's for sure. And she fell behind 2-0 and able to get that infield pop-up. Hey, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. That's right, name brands at fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinema in Chippewa Falls and now in Rice Lake and Eau Claire. And the first ball fouled off by the leadoff hitter, Grace Amundson. Grace, just a sophomore, playing left field today.
Yeah, she's batting 0-9-1 for the season.
But again, just early for some of these numbers, looking to get them turned around a bit. Amundson from the right side. And looks at a ball, 1-1.
Gracie has a lot of talent, and it's just a matter of getting in the groove.
Mm-hmm. Reisinger on deck, and Kennedy Swanson in the hole for the Cardinals, who lead it 2-0. Bottom half of the second from Casper. And this one smacked up the middle, base hit. And that's what you're talking about, a solid single, and that'll up the batting average.
Gracie just got in the groove.
She just
batting
did, yeah.
Number 15.
And again,
right,
you talked about some of the light practices. They played Thursday. They played a doubleheader on Friday. Maybe a little bit, you know, and then they've had a few days here to hit the practice a little bit. And so that looked very good against Izzy Chavone and now Willa Reisinger, the junior right fielder for the Cardinals. Hitting from the right side as well. And looks at a called strike one. How about Willa?
Yeah, Willa's batting 182 for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also doing very good in a circle, too.
Yeah, she has. She has solid pitching from her. 0-1 now to Reisinger, the junior, and she looks at a called strike two. Runner at first, nobody out. Amundson, the sophomore left fielder, as Izzy Chavone, the junior hurler, gets ready to deal. And the 0-2 pitch popped up, foul territory, going out of play on the first base side.
Just behind the pitch, just a little bit.
Yeah.
If she gets that out front a little more, it's going to go a long ways.
Yep. And again, you talk about it, you know, talking to Jared Faraday, I mean, 26-game season. We're just getting started, right?
That's correct, yep. It's just getting to go right now.
The 0-2 pitch. This one popped up, Reisinger, and out of play again on the first base side. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 0-2 now. And the pitch. This one popped up down the first base line, and it could be reachable. No, it hits the fence and out of play. Oh, no balls and two strikes. With runner at first and nobody out for the Cardinals. So just getting started here in the bottom of the second. Trying to build some insurance on a 2-0 lead. Getting two in that bottom half of the first inning. And then they play at Hudson on Thursday. Weather doesn't looks a little troublesome. There's a ball high, but it gets away from the catcher. And it's going to allow the advance to second base for Gracie Amundson. So she's out to second in scoring position as the count at 1-2 now. And Reisinger with a good eye there.
And here we go, a chance for an RBI.
Yeah.
Right now.
Willa looking to step up against Izzy Chavone. The 1-2 pitch. And this one in the air to center field, coming in, and the catch is made by Carly Meyer, and she gets it in for the first out. So a fly out to center for Reisinger, but making contact.
That was contact, correct. It just happened to go right to the center field.
Right. Center fielder, Kennedy
and now
Swan.
Kennedy Swan, who is playing center field today for the Cardinals, How's Kennedy faring on the year?
Kennedy had a slow start. She's about 083 right now. But this kid has a lot of power.
And she'll with a big cut there, and she misses strike one. She got a nice swing.
Her exit speed is incredible. That's the highest on the team.
Huh. All right, so it's an 0-1 count to Swan. Runner at first, runner at second and one out. And there's a ball missing, 1-1. Gracie Amundson got a solid single and able to advance at a wild pitch. And then Reisinger, the fly out to center. One out, one on. And the count, 1-1. The pitch to Swan, and she looks at ball two, 2-1. 2-0 is nice. 3 is better. We'd even take 4 if we could.
Keep making the pitcher work.
Yeah. And Roz Twyman on deck, the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. 2-1 count. Kennedy Swan dug in, and she's going to foul one. Well, you could feel her intensity just seeing her position and her swing. I mean, she's all there.
If she connects, it's going to go a long way.
And so some of these numbers, I think, for folks who've been around go, wow, I'm not used to as many hitters maybe below 100. But again, it's, you know, again, we haven't had this full slate these last couple of years of spring sports and getting so many great reactions to it. Fouled off again, you know, McDonald, boys and girls, you know, baseball and softball, Chi-High baseball and softball, and home games, but road games. I mean, Caleb was on the road for a couple of games last week, Friday and Saturday, and his team. And so we really appreciate all of the effort. If you want to get in, we certainly would welcome more advertisers at any point here as well. Ball high, and that's going to be a wild pitch of getting away, and Amundson's going to slide into third. And so now just 60 feet away from making it 3-0.
Now you got a full count. Come on, Kennedy.
Kennedy Swan, the number 9 hitter with Roz Twyman, the second baseman, on deck. The pitch to Swan. There's a ball high. Take your base. Runners at the corners with only one out for Roz Twyman.
Second baseman.
So far, the batters are making the pitcher work.
Yeah, I'm seeing we had 2 walks in the first. That's the third walk already today for the third one. For Izzy Chavone, and it brings up Twyman. Well, that's what you said. You want to make her work and make it work. I mean, ideally is, you know, be able to make the contact, but hey, certainly the walk, we've talked about that on-base percentage. Cards threatening here and faking the bunt, Twyman and a called strike. So Chavone delivering a good pitch in an important instance there.
Kennedy moving to second.
And just like that, runner removes that force out, and runners at second and third, so 2 runners in scoring position for Twyman. The pitch from Chavone, and there's the contact to second base. He drops it, tosses the underhand over to first. They get the one out, and a run scores, and the Cards lead it 3-0.
But that was good contact, hard hit ball to the second baseman, and she bobbled it a little bit and brought the run in.
So the Cards up 3-0 here as...
shortstop, Georgia Romanowski.
She's retired 4-3, but she gets the RBI. And that brings up Romanowski now, who walked her first time and scored. She's going to lay down a beautiful bunt down the first base line. It basically dies there. The runner's going to stay at third base. They throw to kind of hold Kennedy Swan there at third base. And now runners at the corners with 2 out for Lauren Shepard. So Romanowski, Shepard. That was a brilliant bunt there.
That was a beautiful bunt from the left side, and with her speed, they are not going to get her.
And because it didn't move the runner, I mean, that was actually a legitimate hit, single.
That's correct.
And Lauren Shepard now for the Cardinals with runners at the corners and 2 out. Shepard, the catcher, 562 average coming in. There's a pitch that gets away. The runner's going to not score on that, though. Which just wasn't enough. It was too dangerous. Really.
Too dangerous. I have a feeling if that was Georgia,
she might have tried it. All right, Kennedy Swan at third, and Romanowski's over at first. And Izzy Chavone with the 1-0 pitch to Shepard. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Boy, that was a good cut Shepard had, and the count goes to 1-1. She's not holding anything back.
No, she's not. And the pitcher had her a little off balance on that.
Mm-hmm. One ball, one strike, 2 outs. Cardinals would like to get, they did get 1 run in already, would like to push more across. And this one fouled off again, 1-2. So Shepard is getting her cuts.
Yes, she is.
And again, some of these girls, been, I mean, in terms of a good start, I mean, her and Twyman stand out in terms of their hitting prowess here at the start of the season, right?
That's right. Yeah, they're the, leading the team
right
in average right now.
One ball and two strikes to the catcher, Shepherd. She's going to look at a ball, 2-2. Good eye by Lauren there. As the count, 2-2. The junior catcher, her first time up, she also walked. So she and Romanowski had back-to-back walks back in the first inning where the Cards did score two. Runners at second and third, two out. Shepherd, the 2-2 pitch from Izzy Chavone. Here it is. Ball popped in the air, going out of play, first base side, and it's not going to be reachable. So stay at 2-2. And I can tell you that White City Glass, if you have need for anything, glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. All right, we'll do it all again here.
Well, let's get some power from Lauren.
Yeah. Two balls and two strikes. Chavone, runners at second and third, two outs. Here's the pitch. In the air, foul territory. We're going to do it again. First base side, out of play.
Yeah, the pitcher's doing a good job keeping her off balance.
Mm-hmm. Chavone getting the call today. Coach Brian Schwab saying they also have three freshman pitchers, but going with the more experienced Chavone. Hudson due to host Chi High on Thursday. There is about a 60 to 70% chance of rain during the day. We'll see how that all plays out. We're due to bring you Chi High baseball that day. There's a ball high, and the count goes to 3-2.
And again, making the pitcher work.
Yeah, a lot of pitches, right?
Yeah. A lot of pitches.
Yeah. Unlike baseball, though, where you get the 100-pitch limit, you don't have that. In softball, doesn't strain the arm the same way. All right, three balls and two strikes now. Here it is, Chavone to Shepherd. Ball high, take your base. The bases are loaded with Cardinals, bringing up Lainey Henkelman, and she had the two RBI single earlier.
That was a good at-bat by Lauren. She kept following off.
Yeah. She's walked twice today. And that brings up Henkelman here. And the Cards with a chance to blow this thing open with two out and the bases loaded here in the bottom half of the second. And Henkelman, the sophomore, had a big hit the first time. Henkelman in the cleanup spot. Here's the pitch. And she looks at a ball, 1-0. Nowhere to put her if you're Chavone. And trailing 3-0 is Hudson.
This is a familiar spot with Chi High. Bases loaded, two outs. This is where you need that timely hitting.
Right. That's talking about that before the game with Coach Faraday. The 1-0 pitch, and there's a ball high, 2-0. So two balls away from grabbing a 4-0 lead. Henkelman would take the walk, but I'm sure she'd like to swing.
Yes, she would. But take what the pitcher gives you.
Yeah. Chavone, 2-0. Bases loaded, two out. Cards lead at 3-0. Here's the pitch. Pop up out of play in the first base side.
Tried to jam her on that one.
Mm-hmm. As the cold wind comes biting through the window, I'm grateful we've got a press box here today. It's not quite as cold as it would be. All right, two balls, one strike to the cleanup hitter, Henkelman. The pitch, ball in the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Runner's going to score, and the Cards lead it 4-0. And the runners advance to second and third, and Kennedy Swan is in. That one a little different from the other one, allowing the runner to score, Shelley.
You're right. That took a pretty bad hop off the plate.
Mm-hmm. And so now the count goes to 3-1 to Henkelman. And they'll, again, first base is open, but they'll huddle around Chavone as it's a 4-0 Cardinal lead. Cards with deuces in each of the first two innings.
That's correct. And it's we're getting hits and we're doing much better with the strike zone.
Right. Yeah, and again, three-game losing streak doesn't taste good to anybody, but you look at, I think Jared was taking it all in stride. Hey, he's like, Green Bay Preble was very good. We were very competitive in game one. Game two kind of slipped away a little bit. The North game, he said that had trouble getting grip on the ball maybe a little bit, the pitcher that day for Chi High, and so, you know, this is only the bottom of the second, but you'd rather be up for than down for.
That's correct. Yeah, and it's a number of young players and some little inexperience trying to move on up to the varsity level.
Right. All right, Chavone here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Three balls and two strikes. First base open. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The pitch, and take your base. Another walk here.
Another walk.
And I think that's five now.
Third baseman, McKenna Bauer.
So that is hurting Chavone and Hudson, with Henkelman taking the free pass. Bases are loaded for Bauer, the third baseman who struck out her first time. Bauer hitting from the right side. And looks at a called strike one. McKenna also wanting to make more contact, be improving in that. The base is loaded. Two already in for the Cardinals, and the base is full here. And the 0-1 pitch is grounded up the middle, gloved there by the second baseman. She'll fire it over to first. Elena Jewell gets the out, throwing to Paige Adrian. But now before the Cards score two more, after two from Casper, Shahai leads it 4-0 over Hudson on WDOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To the third inning we go. Chahai leading Hudson 4-0 in softball here on WOGO. Mark Halverson, Shelley Miller in the press box. Sam and Maddie Aberle are manning the controls for the WOGO Sports live stream on the YouTube and Facebook.
In the third for Hudson,
and also we've got Elliot Spies back at our WOGO studio. So, all right, it is going to be the top of the order. Meyer, Bruner, and Adrian here in the top half of the third against Violet McElwain. And McElwain loving this 4-0 lead.
Yes, she is. And it's going to give her a chance now. She could start really going after batters.
All right, let's see how she fares here in the first one. She's going to miss that to the leadoff hitter, Carly Meyer. And Meyer is the sophomore center fielder who struck out her first time.
Yeah, that pitch came out of her hand a little different. She was shaking her hand a little bit.
That was the only strikeout of the game that McElwain's had, actually. This one, high pop-up, and it's going to be out of play on the first base side. And the count goes to 1-1. Elsa Brunner, the left fielder, the senior, and then Paige Adrian, the sophomore first baseman, in the hole. McElwain looking at her wrist and now getting ready to toss, and here she comes. There's a ball low. 2-1. So what's she looking at on her wrist there, Shelley?
Right now it's a numbering system that Jared is calling out.
But, I mean, how many, you know, you think about a football quarterback, there's a lot of plays. How many potential pitches would there be necessarily?
Every pitcher is different.
Okay. And this one hit pretty well to left field. A long run going back, and it's going to be out of here. A home run, a leadoff home run to start the third for Carly Meyer. And Hudson's on the board trailing it 4-1.
Yeah, she put a charge into that ball.
Yeah, again, going back for the Cardinals, Gracie Amundson, but she ran out of room
left
and out of here
runner.
For the home run for the Hudson sophomore center fielder, Carly Meyer. So Coach Schwab and Hudson getting fired up as their lefty Elsa Brunner gets going here, the left fielder. All right, they're on the board. Cards fortunate. It was a solo shot, and this one whacked foul against the fence on the third base side. A lot of fouls have been on the first base side, so they've been leaving us alone, but that one flew our direction. No balls and one strike to Bruner, the left fielder, with Paige Adrian, another sophomore, the first baseman, on deck.
That was a nice pitch by Violet.
And it goes to 0-2.
Had to slap her off balance on that, on a crossover step.
So she's in front now. No balls and two strikes to the Number two hitting, Elsa Bruner. And she'll come up and hit it foul. And it stays 0-2. With Paige Adrian on deck and Lexi Hirsch in the hole, the senior designated player. 4-1 now after the Meyer home run. So things can change, right? How do those two runs look now? Instead of 2-1, it's 4-1, right?
Exactly.
There's a ball high missing.
Couple insurance runs.
To Bruner, and the count at 1-2. Cards have been able to score two in each of the first two innings, and we've got a pitcher warming up here on the side for Hudson. A couple pitchers are warming up here. The pitch on the way, and there's a strike out for McElwam as she gets her second strikeout of the day. This is Bruner, who walked her first time, so she hasn't involved the fielders today. And now Paige Adrian, who popped out to second her first trip.
Have I done a good job? I guess that slapper high and in for strike three.
It seems. And there's a check swing, and it's going to be a called strike to number eight, Paige Adrian, the sophomore first baseman. Don't think lesser of these players that are freshmen or sophomores. We saw the freshman, Dombrowski, with a great hit her first time, the freshman third baseman. There's a ground ball, deep shortstop. Romanowski across the diamond in time for the out. There's that great arm from Georgia on the 6-3 putout.
That arm is something else.
Designated player Lexi Hirsch.
Again, third base last year, but settling in as a sophomore shortstop. And you think about some of the great tradition for Chahai at some of these different positions, and you'd remember it well. I think about it with catcher, having done the game with Michaela last week, and her, Rosenau, Lacey Bunkelman, some of the great catchers Chahai has had as the count goes to 0-1 to Adrian. But some of the great shortstops, too.
Right.
Should say Lexi Hirsch now. Lexi Hirsch, the hitter here in the third, with two out and one in. And this one getting away in the count 1-1. But as a sophomore, I mean, really, to say, you know, we don't have a junior or senior that is skilled for this important position better than you. And so that's when you get that the graduating going on and passing the baton and the count looking strike two. So 1-2 now to Lexi Hirsch. But Romanowski, again, on that play, just solid, smooth, consistent, the field, and on the money.
She decided she wanted that position, and she worked for it.
There's a ball missing low and inside, and the count goes 2-2. So McElwam trying to get out of this top half of the third, gave up the leadoff homer to Carly Meyer. Thankfully, nobody was on. And now the count 2-2 to Hirsch, the cleanup hitter, senior. And this one, she's going to smack it right to the center fielder, and the Cardinals, Kennedy Swan, makes the catch. And so Hudson retired, but they do score one in the middle of three from Casper. It's Chi-High 4, Hudson 1 on WDOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. As the Cardinals leadoff hitter, Allie Geist, and then Grace Amundson and Willa Reisinger in the bottom half of the third against Izzy Chavone, Cardinals leading it 4-1. Geist looks at a ball. 2-0 now.
Little chin music on that pitch.
Yeah. Allie's average, not where she wants it. Flew out to right the first time. The Cardinal first baseman. just a junior. And this one fouled off again on the first base side over the dugout, so the count to 2-1. It's Geist, Amundsen, and Reisinger, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for Chippewa. Well, just because you had 2 in the first and 2 in the second doesn't mean you're going to get 2 in the third. I mean, it would be a pattern, but...
There's never a guarantee.
No, no.
But you go out and you work for it.
They say with investing, right? Past results do not guarantee future success. So, all right. Geis is going to slap one up the middle. Base hit by the shortstop, and Alley is aboard with a solid single.
Left fielder, that was good contact.
Yeah. And that you got to feel great for. I mean, to again, that's where it begins, making the contact and hitting them where they ain't, as the shoeless Joe Jackson
that's
said.
That's
right?
All right.
All right, so a runner aboard. Geis, the first baseman, brings up Gracie Amundsen. And it's a ball high to Gracie, the left fielder. Again, her average coming in.
Yeah, Gracie's at 0-9-1 coming into the game.
Mm-hmm. And she had a single earlier. Runner first, Geis, nobody out. Chavon. And there's a ball high to Amundsen. And the count 2-0 to Gracie.
Knowing the strike zone.
Mm-hmm. 4-1 Cardinals. Lone solo homer for Hudson, their only run. And there's a called strike to Amundsen, who's playing left field today for coaches Sikora and Faraday. Probably a good, Swan's a senior, Amundsen's a sophomore, and so giving Swan the chance to kind of maybe cover that greater territory in center, just kind of early in the season, kind of determining their outfield positions, what works best.
Yeah, you got to juggle things around a little bit as you go along.
Yep. 3 balls and 1 strike now to the right-handed hitter, and then ball 4. So Amundsen, on-base percentage of 1,000% here today, and she reaches with a walk. And runners at first and second. Nobody out for Willa Reisinger playing right field today. She flew out to center her first time.
And here's a chance for Willa to bring in a run.
Yep. Willa had good contact her first time. Just hit it right to the center fielder, Meyer, who's the player who had the home run earlier. And there's a ball low, 1-0. So 1-0 to Reisinger with Kennedy Swan on deck. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated. There's the pitch. And there's going to be a missing. That time, 2-0, missing inside. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And she looks at ball 3 missing. 3-0 now to a looking Willa Reisinger with Kennedy Swan on deck, the number 9 hitter. Nobody out, runners at first and second. Cards leading it 4-1. Bottom half of the third from Casper. The 3-0 pitch from Chavon is going to be a called strike 1. What about the red light there? I mean, in general, this almost no matter how good a hitter you are, 3-0, you're going to be red lighting or what?
A lot of the time, unless you have that one hitter that you give a green light to.
Here's the pitch, and that one is a called strike 2.
Which we've had some of those.
Okay.
One that comes to mind is Evie Shaler.
Okay. Yeah, she was a great hitter.
She was.
3 balls and 2 strikes to Willa Reisinger. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Cards lead at 4-1. Fouled off into the fence. So Reisinger staying alive with Kennedy Swan on deck. Well, good to see a lot of activity here. I mean, whether people have had hits or walks or maybe a combination of that today and runs scored. I mean, trying to get that offense chugging along, right?
That's correct.
Here's the pitch and a called strike. Reisinger goes down. Strike 3 looking.
Yeah, the awareness of the strike zone seems to be much better today.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that is just strikeout number 2 on the day for Chavon. And 1 out brings up Kennedy Swan. She walked her first time. I think 5 walks on the day. And that one, I missed the
first.
It
was high, out of the zone.
Okay, all right, so 1-0 to Swan. Kennedy, we talked about a good hard swing, and she really digs in there, very focused. There's a ball high, and it's a wild pitch, and the runner's going to advance to second and third. So there have been a number of wild pitches by Chavon today. That's the latest, and that's going to allow Geist to get to third and Amundson to second, both in scoring position with only one out and obviously a ball. So 2-0 to Swan now. So Chavon in a bit of a jam here again in the third as she's faced earlier. The pitch, and there's a ball high, and the count goes to 3-0. So first base is open, but it doesn't get any easier with the hot-hitting Roz Twyman on deck, and only one out here for Izzy Chavon and the Hudson Raiders.
Right with Kennedy. If they put her on, we right back to the top of the order.
Kennedy Swan, the 3-0 pitch, and she looks at a called strike one. Swan walked the first time and scored back in the second inning. The Cards have scored two in the first, two in the second. Hudson, the solo home run from Carly Meyer in the top of the third. Izzy Chavon, the junior pitcher now. Runners at second and third. One out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Swan, but she's still in there at 3-2. We've seen some real battles here today, back and forth. Just because you fall ahead or, you know, get behind, either way, things still coming down to a full count.
A little piece of the ball in that one.
Yep. Swan now, the 3-2 pitch. And this one tapped foul. Twyman on deck here. Bottom of the third. 4-1, Chi High. Trying to get a couple of more. Keep that pattern going of two runs every inning. Why not? Two runs in scoring position. No force out available for Hudson. And Chavon now readying herself. The 3-2 pitch. And swing and a miss at a pitch upstairs. And she's able to get Swan with that high fastball. And that's three strikeouts.
Now it's up to Roz.
And back-to-back strikeouts. And that'll bring up Twyman. Yeah, you've got the team batting average, but the one that you coaches seem to focus on at all the levels is, and how are we hitting with runners in scoring position?
Correct.
Not just on base, but in scoring position, yeah.
You can get a dozen hits in a game and not score a run.
All right, strike one to Twyman now. So two outs, and the Cardinals don't want to miss a golden opportunity to get some more runs, and it falls upon Twyman here and then Romanowski on deck, but they'd love Twyman to come through. Ball high, 1-1. She's got just, and you can see it doesn't matter what Ross, she's in the field. She's just got an aggressiveness, an intensity, a passion for the game, doesn't she?
She brings a lot of intensity to the game. But
good to have her as a leadoff hitter, and she's going to look at a called strike, so the count goes to 1-2. So Twyman going to have to come out of the hole here with runners in scoring position and two outs. The Cardinals had the last two have been struck out to the 8 and 9 hitters. And Twyman now, the 1-2 pitch. She looks at a ball low. It's going to get by the catcher, and the runner is going to advance and score, making it 5-1, Chippewa Falls.
Another wild pitch.
Boy, a number of runs have scored in that regard today. And that one happens with Twyman there, and that is Allie Geist who makes it 5-1.
They're making the pitcher go deep in the count.
And Amundson also going to third base. And the count at 2-2 to Twyman. Here it is. There's a ball high, 3-2. So 3-2 to Twyman with Romanowski on deck. One run is in here after two in the first, two in the second. Bottom half of the third from Casper. Mark Halverson and Shelley Miller with you. And Sam and Maddie Aberle manning the live video stream. And this one, little blooper and nubbed and on top of the first base dugout. And three balls and two strikes is where we remain. And Roz Twyman, as earlier, lined out to second and grounded out to second and had an RBI. And this one is caught by the second baseman. So she pops it out.
Just off the
She
handle.
Plays second base, and all three of her hits have gone towards second base. But the Cards do score one after three from Casper. It's Chi-High 5, Hudson 1, girls softball on WOGO Sports and live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Mark Halverson, Shelley Miller back at Casper. Shy High leading at 5-1 in softball as Violet McElwain ready to take the mound for the top half of the fourth inning against Schwab, Jewell, and Dombrowski for Hudson in the first pitch.
Got it to chase strike high one. On yeah. A check swing.
So Maddie Schwab, the senior shortstop. Brian Schwab, the head coach for Hudson. And Maddie grounded out to third her first time. And this one toward third by the shortstop, Romanowski, and there's a single and a good diving stab by Romanowski, but just not quite able to get it. And so there's a single for Schwab, and so Hudson, instead of a leadoff homer, a leadoff single to start the fourth.
Yeah, it's a clean hit in the 5-6 hole.
Right. And so that brings up Elena Jewell, and she singled her first time. Cards 5-1 now, McElwain, and this is a little looper foul on the first base side. Again, a lot of late swings and hence a lot of fouls in that direction.
They're having a hard time catching up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, with her change, just devastating with that kind of speed.
And here's the 0-1 pitch, and there's a ball high, 1-1, to the right-handed hitting Elena Jewell. Shy Baseball was slated to bring you on Thursday. We'll see. That forecast looks a little iffy, but that would also be a 4:10 pregame here on WOGO Sports. Here's the 1-1, and this one toward the shortstop. A couple of hops and testing on second. Romanowski throw over to first, and not in time. Runner safe. So Georgia able to get it, the force out at second base, and then not in time.
Almost had the unassisted double play.
Right, right.
Yeah. But getting the lead out, that's what matters.
Yep. And I should have wrote six unassisted instead of in the base paths, but all right. And this one is tap, first ball hitting, and it's going to be Twyman over to first to get the out, and the runner goes to second. So not a lot of first ball hitting today at all.
No.
Dombrowski, though, grounding that one to
right fielder Haley Carlson.
To Twyman, and is retired, the freshman, and advancing the runner Jewell to second. Two are out now for Haley Carlson, the senior right fielder. In this top half of the fourth, Hudson trailing at 5-1, and this one popped up and not quite catchable. It's going to go against the fence 0-1 to Haley Carlson.
A good job keeping the ball down in the zone, getting the ground balls for outs.
Yeah.
Continue that.
And McElwain, think about that rich experience last year. I mean, all the games she had as a freshman. You can see just chatting with her a little before the North game, and there's a swing and a miss, strike two. I mean, a lot of confidence. She's just a confident person, I think, beyond just softball.
Correct. Pretty much everything in life for Violet, she has confidence.
Right, right. But you want that in your pitcher,
but
right?
But you want that. You want somebody to say, I want the ball.
Yeah. The 0-2 pitch, and this one to the outfield, and it's going to be caught out there by the right fielder, Reisinger, and that'll retire the side. So Carlson flies out. Hudson strands one, the middle of four from Casper. Shy High girls leading this softball game. Big Rivers Conference game against Hudson, 5-1 on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Mark Mark Halverson and Shelly Miller back at Casper with Chi-High leading at 5-1. Softball today, Sam Aberle, Maddie Aberle, giving you the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel, enjoying this 5-1 Cardinal advantage, and Elliot Spies providing what we need back at the Wogo Studios in Halley. Thank you, Elliot. And now hitting from the left side, it's Georgia Romanowski, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for the Cardinals. Romanowski going to bunt one, first base side. Throw to first is going to get by from the first baseman, and reaching with an error is Romanowski. I think that'd be E3.
That, yes.
Yeah, that was catchable. But the first baseman for Hudson, Paige Adrian, not able to take it in.
That kind of speed, it just puts pressure on the defense and the field to throw it, catch it. In a hurry.
Yeah. And so Paige Adrian, the just the sophomore, first
there
baseman.
There goes Georgia.
And there's one, and she's going to steal a base. And, yeah, her speed. Is she the fastest person on the team?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And so just like that, she's in scoring position, and that's a nightmare for the opponents, isn't it?
It really is. Because every time she's on base, you get nervous.
Yeah.
The opposing team gets nervous.
And now the number 3 hitter, Lauren Shepard, with a count of 1-1. She came into the game with a .562 batting average. She has walked twice, so really, she's boosted her on base percentage today. And this one fouls it off. So, of course, a walk doesn't count as an at-bat in the statistical game. And so,
well, the state knows Lauren pretty well. She doesn't see a lot of good pitches.
Okay, all right, yeah. That's a challenge, yeah. 5-1 Cardinals, runner in scoring position, nobody out already, and there's a smash to left field, and it's going to get by the left fielder, and it's fair ball, and it's going to be at least a double. Runner's going to score, and around second headed for third, Shepard, and she's going to truck in there for a triple.
Stand-up triple.
Wow. So, way to go, Lauren Shepard.
Designated player, Lainey Henkelman.
And now it'll bring up Henkelman after that triple, just ripping the cover off the ball that time and making it 6-1, the Cardinals. And now there's another pitch that gets away from the catcher, and just like that, the Cardinals make it 7-1. So
yep, a pass ball.
Yep. So getting this clearly in the scorebook, you got Romanowski scored, and now Henkelman has scored. Pass balls, wild pitches combination, and Henkelman is the batter for the Cardinals now.
Right now, Chi-High is taking advantage of every miscue.
Yeah. And now let me just ask you in terms of in the dugout. I mean, do you start to, fans and broadcast, it's a 1-0 count, a 7-1 lead, so it's a 6-run advantage, bottom half of the fourth. And there's a called strike. And I think by the rules, actually, if the Cards would extend this to 11-1 and retire them in the fifth, the game would be over.
That's correct.
Yeah,
10-run rule.
Right,
yeah.
Through five innings. Is the mind think like there's a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2 to Henkelman. I mean, how is it in terms of the player? We don't usually talk about players and coaches on that issue.
You keep the foot on the pedal, and you keep going.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you can do it, you can do it, right?
Right. I mean, it's always...
Ball misses 2-2.
Always good, you know, if you can take some innings off your pitcher.
Sure.
But you keep going.
Right.
And every coach will tell you that. We're going to put on the pedal and keep going.
Yeah, just keep going. All right. 2-2 count now to Henkelman, hitting from the right side, the cleanup hitter for the Cards, and she's going to foul it off. How about Lainey? She's just a sophomore, but she could be quite a hitter here in Chi-High, can't she?
She has some tremendous power.
Yeah. She's going to be important for the offense in this team this year. I mean, being a sophomore and in that cleanup position.
Right? Correct. I was watching her in some of the open gyms, and when she makes contact, it's tremendous.
All right. And this is a ball going to miss low. And the count at 3-2 to Henkelman. We don't have heights or anything, but Lainey is, does she play volleyball?
You know, I am not sure if she does.
She looks like she could. All right, the 3-2 pitch to Henkelman. She's going to Let's see. Come on back here. Do it again.
It's a little dribbler off the end of the bat foul.
Yep. Three balls and two strikes to Henkelman. With the Cards two in already as Romanowski reached on an error. Then a triple. Shepard knocked her in. And then Shepard scoring on a pass ball. Base hit.
Solid base
Henkelman. And again, that's a power-packed area for the Cardinals there. Shepard and Henkelman back-to-back that 3 and 4 spot. What does Laney come in hitting today?
Laney was a 286.
286, okay, so she's looking to raise that. Well, here today she had an RBI single. She's 2 for 2 with a walk. So
that's right.
Yeah, see these averages. It's very early in the season, and now it may be Hudson now with a 7-1 game, and McKenna Bauer due to come up and nobody out. That may be it for Chavon, and it is. And they'll go to a different pitcher. And
you know, one thing you brought up earlier, and it was the playing double headers.
Yeah.
In conference versus single games.
And yeah.
One thing that really stands out when you're playing single games is that you can't have live pitching in your practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're playing games on Tuesdays, Thursdays, probably weekends, and you just can't afford to have your pitchers throwing live, which is that's really a detriment.
This is Brianna Oberle. Brianna Oberle is one of those freshmen, those three freshmen that we had heard about in the pregame show that they have, and they're going to go to her right now. She is one of those three freshmen
for head coach. Hudson number 14, Brianna Oberle.
So Oberle into the game. And I didn't notice if they shifted Shivo to another position or not. I don't believe so. So Oberle will get some tosses here. And in the meantime, we can tell you that you should check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. That's metropolisresort.com. Brianna Oberle, we'll see what she has here. Again, in a situation, it's a 7-1 game. And
batter is McKenna Bauer.
Shahai with a runner on and nobody out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Now here's a time for Canada.
Yeah.
McKenna to get a hit.
Yeah, that's right. And the ball gets away, and it's going to allow the runner to hustle out there and make her way to second, Laney Henkelman. And Henkelman over to second for the Cardinals.
That first pitch is wild. Who's the runner-up?
And 1-0 is the count to Bauer. And she'll look at a called strike, 1-1. So 1-1 to Bauer, who has struck out and grounded out to second in her two trips. Runner at second again, 7-1. Cardinals leading it by 6 here in the bottom of the fourth. And the sand really blowing now with the winds. And the ball misses. 2-1. 2-1 to Bauer, the Cardinals senior third baseman. Romanowski played to the hot corner last year, but her shift to short opened it up for Bauer to be the third baseman. And the 2-1 pitch. And this one smacked by the first baseman. Base hit for Bauer. Runners at the corners, and they'll fire it in, Will Carlson. And still nobody out for the Cards. Four hitters in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
McKenna Bauer, she was due.
Yeah.
Glad to see that.
Absolutely. For a lot of these girls today that are getting hits and getting on base, and the Cards, you can feel them. This is like getting sunshine after a cold winter or something, right? Allie Geist now, the first baseman. She's flown out to right and singled, and it brings up Geist in a 7-1 Cardinal lead over Hudson.
Okay.
And this Coach Schwab saying that, boy, we really look forward to these matchups with Chi-Hi, but certainly going in Chi-Hi's favor here. And now we're going to get a pinch hitter for the Cards, number 21.
It's Montana. Montana Atchison.
Montana Atchison. And we'll get ready for the first pitch from Brianna Oberle to her. Montana from the right side, number 21. She's going to look at a ball low. What's the academic level for Montana?
She's a senior.
She's a senior, all right. Hitting for for Geist at this particular position. But I think the way this works, Geist could still stay in there at first base. Is that how that works?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. But it gives her another, that's great, because it gives another girl a chance to play. And there's a called strike to Atchison. And the runner able to easily get to second. No challenge there. And that puts two runners in scoring position. Bauer at second, Henkelman at third for the Cardinals with the count 1-1 to Atchison. Atchison swings a big stick. She connects. It'd be Power. 1-1. There it is, the pitch and the swing and foul tip that time. And count goes to 1-2 from freshman pitcher Brianna Oberle for Hudson with Gracie Amundsen, the sophomore on deck for the Cardinals. If in fact, they go with her. And this one popped third base side, and it's going to hit the dugout. And, yes, Gracie is in the on-deck circle. So, again, 1-2 to Atchison. Nobody retired. The Cardinals' first two hitters have scored. And Henkelman at third and Bauer at second. So Atchison is the fifth hitter to bat. Nobody's been retired. It's a 7-1 Cardinal lead. And the 1-2 pitch, here it is. And there's the contact base hit. Atchison in the gap. Two are going to score. It's a 9-1 lead for the Cardinals. And how about Atchison with a solid 2-RBI single?
And that's what they were looking for. They
wow.
wanted a spark, and they got it.
And she delivered. And she could be a dangerous weapon as the season goes along.
That's correct. Yep.
And just like that, the Cardinals now two RBIs on this single by Atchison. And she's going to run the bases.
You have to have somebody off the bench and come up and get a timely hit and score two runs.
Yeah, 9-1. Now you start to really think about that as the count goes to the 10-run rule is Amundsen in the hole 0-1. But again, the Cardinals have scored four here, so 2-2-1-4. And you got to love the consistency, Shelley. They're doing it every inning. And there's a swing and a miss strike, too.
That's what we want.
Right. Inning after inning. I mean, so often it can be, you know, here or there. But, I mean, it's the sign of what's developing in terms of that, yes, consistency.
Correct. Everything's headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. All right. 9-1 Cardinals. And Amundsen looks at a ball in the dirt. So, again, Atchison over at first. The two RBIs, that was a sweet hit. I mean, into the gap there. And
that was a hard hit.
It was, yeah. Good solid contact, good line drive. Fantastic. And this one to the outfield as well, giving chase, and it's going to be caught out there by Carly Meyer. She'll get it in, and the runner holds. So that's the first out of the bottom of the fourth for the Cardinals, who have scored four and lead it 9-1. And now Willa Reisinger is due up.
Gracie put the bat on the ball.
We're going to get a pinch hitter for Reisinger, though. It's number four. Number four here for the Cardinals.
For the Cardinals, batting for Willa Reisinger, number four, Delaney Barrow.
Delaney Barrow. All right, so Delaney Barrow, I believe, did she pitch the other day? She might have pitched in game two, I think.
I think so,
yeah.
Correct.
So Delaney Barrow, number four. The challenge, you've got Delaney Berg and Delaney Barrow, and they both pitch, right? So. All right, one out here, and now giving some other gals a chance here, and Barrow looks at a ball 1-0. Do we have a batting average on? We're checking to see an average on Barrow. And I put her in.
No, she does not.
All right.
She's had two at-bats.
And Barrow looking for her first hit of the season. And this one to the outfield, giving chase out there. Meyer, and she'll come under it for out number two. And Atchison stays.
So, again, she put the bat on it.
Yeah.
It just happened to be right to the center fielder.
Right. Swan.
So the Cards have scored four. They lead it 9-1 here. Bottom half of the fourth. Two are out, and Kennedy Swan is going to get her at bat here, number nine in the order for the Cardinals, with Atchison at first. And there's a ball called strike and getting away, and it's going to allow Atchison to get to second. So she's in scoring position for that 10th run, potentially, if Swan delivers here. And Kennedy on the day has flown out twice and struck out.
Kennedy is due.
I'm sorry, that was previous. That's Reisinger. Actually, she's walked and struck out, so she's not involved the fielders yet. All right, here we go. And she looks at a ball high. 1-1 to Kennedy Swan. We've spoken very favorably in terms of her intensity and her swing. And now looking to translate that into a hit. 1-1 pitch. And she looks at a ball 2-1. Bottom half of the fourth, the Cards have played it four. They've scored in every inning. 2-2-1, and now 4. Leading it 9-1 with Atchison at second and 2 outs. 3 balls and no strikes to the number 9 hitter, Kennedy Swan, the center fielder. Swing and she fouls it off.
Good cut. Just under the ball. Just a little bit.
She gets a good cut about every time.
She doesn't get cheated.
No, she doesn't get cheated. Yeah, that's right. 3 balls and 1 strike to Swan. We were doing a fundraising for our Single Mom Saturday last week on WWIB, our sister. So we talked about being greedy for good. Well, the Cards are trying to be greedy for good by keeping it going here. We've got 4 runs already here, trying to boost it to 10. And leading it 9-1. The 3-1 pitch. And it's, oh, swing and a miss. She was out in front on that one, and that'll do it. Apparently, that was strike 3.
That was a good off speed by that pitcher.
All right. She's able to get the strikeout, the fourth of the day for their staff. Through 4, the Cardinals score 4 more, and through 4 at Casper, Chi-Hi leads this thing by a score of 9-1 on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman.
Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today. Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
To the top of the fifth we go from Casper. Mark Halverson and Shelley Miller with Sam and Matty Aberle providing the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And Elliot Spees back in our WOGO studio. And, boy, we've got Chi-Hi out in front 9-1. They've scored in every inning. And now Hudson in the top half of the fifth goes with Katie Biljean. And then Carly Meyer and Elsa Bruner, the 9-1 and 2 hitters against Violet McElwam.
Violet's had to get that jacket on every inning. Stay warm because these hitters are continuing.
Right. And so we can get you a full name on number 12 here in a second. If I swing and a miss, strike 1. And one of the challenges is for myself and our public address tonight, right? When we don't get a full roster, it makes it challenging. And number 12 is, yes, Zoe Gulick. Zoe. And swing and a miss, strike 2.
Zoe Gulick, the batter.
Devastating changeup from Violet.
Yeah, that was. And she was way out in front of it, so strike 2 to Gulick. Zoe hitting in place of Katie Biljean. And now the 0-2. McElwam. That's just a sophomore. And there's a called strike 3. So Gulick down, looking to start the inning. Not a ton of strikeouts from McElwam. That doesn't bother you at all, though.
No, she's getting those ground balls.
Right, yeah. I mean, again, she just has the confidence and she has the control, right? I mean, there hasn't really been any kind of a walk concern.
Great movement. It just don't get good contact.
All right, and so now there's the swing and strike 1 to Carly Meyer. She had the home run earlier, and it looks like she was trying to hit home run number 2 there.
I think so.
Yeah, there's a swing for contact, and there's a swing for the fences. 9-1, the leadoff hitter, and she did have that home run back in the third inning. And McElwam delivers one in the dirt there, so the count 1-1. What about like somebody like McElwam or if somebody's aspiring to be a pitcher? How young do they start to develop that?
You know, it varies. Mm-hmm. There was a...
Here's the 1-1, and it's going to be called strike 2.
Michelle Smith, very good pitcher for Team USA years ago, back in the late 90s. And she didn't start pitching till she was 14.
Huh. Really interesting. Okay, that seems late comparatively. And there's a ball fouled off 1-2. But how early do you find folks doing that then?
Probably preteen, they're throwing. Yeah. But it's so important that they get proper instruction at a young age.
Right. And here's the 1-2, and there's a ball high, 2-2. And so if somebody was listening to the broadcast and their daughter was interested, I mean, how would you go about that?
And that's it, finding somebody in your area that coaches.
Here's the 2-2 pitch, and this is ground to third base side. Nice glove over there by Bauer across the diamond in time for the out. Ooh. Fantastic. Good toss, and Geist able to haul it in. Actually, Atchison playing first base. They do have Montana Atchison over there. So 5-3, score that one. Bauer on the toss, and two are out now, and it brings up Bruner.
That was a good backhand in the hot corner.
Yeah, it really was. And then to make the toss. And then how about Atchison, though, at first, able to grab it on both sides, right?
Yep.
So, all right, two are out now, and it brings up Bruner. So we're going to go with another. This is Bianca Nemero. Bianca Nemero. And I hand this to, here you go, Dave. Bianca Nemero. Okay. And this is her third base. And Bauer again over to first base. So again, she retires Bianca Nemero again. And the Cards retire Hudson. 1-2-3. Middle of five from Casper. It's all Cha High leading at 9-1 over Hudson on WOGL Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Top of the order we go. Roz Twyman due to be followed by Georgia Romanowski and Lauren Shepard. We'll see how that goes here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on this evening as we're pressing in on 6 o'clock. And for you Mark Levin fans, stick around. It'll follow the broadcast tonight with Mike Gallagher after 8.
Back to the top of the order.
Yes, and Twyman on the day has lined out to second. She's ground out to second but got an RBI, and she's popped out to second. And she plays second.
And she plays second.
Yeah.
Batter for the Cardinals is second baseman Roz Twyman.
Twyman, the senior, was a starting guard in basketball this year, bringing that same energy and effort to the hardwood as she does to the softball diamond. Bottom of five. There's a ball that gets away.
For Hudson, now playing first base, Bianca Nemero. Now playing left field, Paige Adrian, and catching number 12, Zoe Gulick.
All right, I think you heard some of those positional changes by our public address announcer, Dave Hansen, and that one fouled out of play. It goes to 0-2 for Twyman. Now, Roz came in here hitting .500. Maybe that took a bit of a dip today with 0-for-3, but looking for a single still here.
Let's see if she can recover right
here. Yeah, right. And there's a ball that gets away. And, again, from the freshman pitcher, Brianna Oberle, number 14. And the count now, it says 1-1 on the board. All right. Twyman, the pitch. And this one smacked to the outfield, and it's right to the center fielder. So Meyer able to take that in center field for out number one.
But yes,
well hit. Well hit.
It was well hit. It was center fielder was shading
right
towards left field.
Yeah.
Counting on her to pull the ball a little bit.
Yeah. And so one out, but good contact nonetheless. And now Romanowski hitting from that left side for the Cardinals, who lead it 9-1. after going, and this is a little slap down the third base side. Throw over to first is going to be in time for the out, and Bianca Nemiro handling that one over at first.
Catcher Lauren.
So the Cards, who went so far without getting any outs in the last inning, see the they've had the first two batters retired in any inning all day until now.
Right. Yeah, Georgia trying to go for the 5-6 hole, just didn't quite get it there.
And now it brings up Lauren Shepherd, and she's going to smack one to right center field, gives a long run, and it's going to be up against the fence, and she'll be in for a double that follows her triple last time. So a stand-up double for Shepherd.
She put a charge into that ball.
Yeah, she's got, again, she came in hitting 562, and she's 2-for-2 with two walks, and her hits are a double and a triple. Wow.
Yep.
That's boosting your not only your average, your on base, but your slugging percentage, right? So, right. Wow.
And that was just a line drive
for the Cardinals
right
batting
to the fence.
For Lainey Hinkleman, number
Yeah, you
one.
Said the state knows her. The conference knows her, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they don't want to see her. All right, so Hinkleman now, and she is the winning run. If she would score along with Shepherd, then the Cards could win this thing. Okay. Yes, thank you. So we got number one,
Taylor.
Yeah, and that is Taylor Schmidt. Okay, I'm looking at my roster here. So they left some people off of yours, and they left some people off of mine here. So, all right, we've seen Taylor in some earlier games. Dave's returning the favor for me here, so thank you, Dave. All right, we saw plenty of Hinkleman earlier, and she did a great job. Boy, getting the pinch hitters in your book, it gets crowded in there. All right, this ball fouled off. 0-2 to Taylor Schmidt. She's come through earlier in some pinch hit scenarios we've seen from her this season. Runner at second and two out for the Cardinals, who lead it 9-1. If Schmidt could score, the Cards could end it here. We don't need to go to a sixth inning, but again, that's not where we're at with the count 0-2 and two out, runner at second. The pitch. This one's going to get away, and it's going to allow the runner to advance to third, so Shepherd's into third base now as the count goes to 1-2 in the bottom half of the fifth inning here.
Another two-out scoring chance.
What do you got for an average for Taylor Schmidt on the year?
Well, her average is .500. I think she's seen had two at-bats.
Yep. There's a smack up the middle, and it's by the diving second baseman. There's a 10-1 game now.
Again, somebody coming off the bench getting a clutch hit.
Taylor Schmidt, yeah, getting it done. And that ups her average to .666, I believe, right? Two out of three. So, and there's the single and the RBI for Taylor Schmidt, and it scores Shepherd. It makes it, and the Cards have scored in every inning.
For the Cardinals,
two and two and
Bauer,
one and
22.
Four, and now another one.
Ella Petz.
Ella Petz will be the batter.
Ella Petz, very good. What
coming
year in school
bench.
Is Ella?
She's a senior.
All right. So a lot of players getting in for coaches Sikora and Faraday in this contest today. 10-1 now, and has Ella batted this year? I have to check on that.
I got
to
check on that.
All right, yeah. Ella Petz also hitting from the right side, looking for her first hit. And this one fouled off. Strike one. 10-1 Cardinals against Hudson. Are you surprised by this result?
I am surprised, yes.
Again, very even BRC. It was quite the picture to me today to see, wow, everybody's 1-1. Hudson is split with Memorial. That's another team Shah has yet to face. And there's a ball high. Obviously, it's split with North. The Chihai narrow win last week is the count now 1-1. Beating North at their place 2-1, but North returned the favor on Thursday, beating the Cards 6-1. It was kind of a wet day, challenging day to grip the ball. And the count goes to 1-2 now to Ella Petz, the senior, hitting in place of McKenna Bauer. A 10-1 Cardinal lead. Runner at first base and two out. The pitch. Bauer looks at a called strike three. And that'll do it for the Cards. They score one and strand one through five at Casper. It's 10-1 Chi High over Hudson in softball on WOGO Sports on Halley Eau Claire, WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Triple Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the top of the sixth we go here after 6 o'clock from Casper, approaching 2 hours of game action. Mark Alverson and Shelly Miller. Been great to have the longtime veteran coach be with me in the press box here today. And thanks to Sam and Maddie Aberle, who are planning the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook, and to Elliot Spies back in our Wogo studio. Hey, when you're looking for a financial partner who's your best interest in mind, make sure you stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal is there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. All right, to Violet McElwam to start the top half of the sixth inning. And there's a called strike one to Paige Adrian. We've had a lot of pinch hitters, so it's been kind of crowded in the scorebook here. But Adrian, she's popped out to second and grounded out to short in her two trips. And McElwam just humming right along here, and there's a ball low.
That left her hand a little strange. Yeah, put it in the dirt.
Yeah. And so, again, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Hudson, trailing it 10-1 as McElwam has pretty much had her way today, she and the fielders. And there's one, a shot up the middle, and it's going to get by McElwam for a base hit. So a leadoff single for Paige Adrian, the sophomore first baseman for Hudson. Start the sixth, and brings up Lexi Hurst, the designated player, hitting from the right side as well. I'm sure if something's up with balls and strikes. I wasn't seeing that on the scoreboard the last time. And there we've got a called strike one. So 0-1 to Hirsch. Hirsch now from the right side. She's popped out foul territory to first and flown out to center in her two trips. McElwam the pitch. There's a ball high. 1-1.
I thought Lauren was going to go get that runner.
Yeah.
That runner got out there quite a bit from first.
I thought she was going to fire it over there. Yeah, we haven't seen much of that today. Montana Atchison is at first, and there's a swinging strike two to Hirsch. Otherwise, the defense remaining the same for the Cardinals, infield and outfield here, as we started with, as McElwam looks at her wrist. 1-2 now to Hirsch, the senior. She looks at a ball low and inside. And there she'll fire it to first, and now Atchison's going to rifle one, but not in time, and the runner does steal. So Adrian able to make her way to second.
That we threw behind the runner.
Yep. And then Atchison maybe a little bit of a challenge getting it out of her glove.
Correct.
So 2-2 the count now here in the top of the sixth. Runner in scoring position for Hudson. Haven't had a lot of that today, and there's a ball low missing. 3-2 now from Lexi Hirsch. To Lexi Hirsch, I should say. Get my preposition right here. All right. And this one in the air, deep infield, and it's going to be caught by Romanowski for the out. First out of the inning. They pop out to shortstop, and it brings up Maddie Schwab, the senior shortstop for Hudson. Against McElwam, and she has ground out to third and singled in her true trip. So 1-2, Schwab, the senior shortstop. And this one, muscled first pitch. Reisinger comes over. It's going to get in for a base hit. Runner waited. She didn't know. She'll go to third, and the ball will be in. And runners at the corners with only one out here. So Hudson's 3, 4, and 5 is delivering some offense for them, or at least some base runners. We'll see if they can what they can do about scoring as Elena Jewell, the senior second baseman now coming up.
The wind had Willa confused out there.
Yeah.
It really took that ball.
Good point. Yeah, you couldn't tell. It looked like it was going to go deeper than it did. It did get knocked down by the wind. Good point, Shelley. And now the number nine, Elena Jewell, as she looks at one. And she's the sixth hitter, and she looks at the ball missing 1-0. Okay, all right. Elena Jewell now. The count 1-0. And she looks at the ball low 2-0. 2-0 to Elena Jewell, who has singled and ground out to the shortstop in her two trips. Runners at the corners and one out for Hudson, trailing at 10-1, top of the sixth. Good insurance for the Cards. And this one tapped foul right in front of home plate, and so 2-2. Hey, if you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team, it's a lot of fun working in audio and video production for high school sports. I mean, winter, spring, summer, and fall, we're covering it. Maybe not summer so much, but hey, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact WOGO Sports Director Greg Stewart at gstewart@wwib.com or 723-1037. There's a base hit to right. One run is in. It's 10-2 now, and runners at first and second for Hudson with only one out. So a single by Jewell. And now it's first and second, and the third trip through against Macoam, getting some contact, getting some runs. And there's a second run of the game. They had the solo homer from Meyer in the third, and now Paige Adrian scoring. And runners at first and second for Hudson with only one out. And Allie Dombrowski, the freshman, coming in now. And Dombrowski has herself singled and ground out to second. And she looks at 1-0 count now from Macoam in the sixth. Macoam, the losing pitcher, in a 3-1 decision against Preble in Wausau on Friday, Green Bay Preble. There's a ground ball, third base side. Bauer's going to take it herself, gets the force out of third, throws across the diamond, not in time, but the runner goes from second to third, and good hustle that time for Elena Jewell, able to go from first to third. They do get the force out on that. It was five unassisted, and that's where they get the out to stop the lead runner, Schwab.
Right fielder, Haley Carlson.
But Dombrowski safe at first on the fielder's choice. And so runners at the corners, and Haley Carlson swinging a miss, strike one. So Haley Carlson has sacrificed and flown out to right in her two trips, so officially 0-for-1 on the day. Hudson trying to rally back, down 10-2, top of the sixth. Two out, runners on the corners. The pitch to Carlson. She looks at a called strike. Count goes to 0-2. 0-2 now to Carlson. Runners at the corners and two outs for Hudson, trailing it by eight. Middle, the top half of the sixth inning. Macoam checks her wrist. Here it is. Off-speed pitch, misses 1-2.
Just a little high.
And she thought she had it.
She wanted it.
Yeah, yeah. One ball and two strikes. Macoam to Carlson. Haley, the number eight hitter in this Hudson lineup. And there's a foul ball just in front of home. So it stays 1-2 to Haley Carlson with Katie Biljean on deck. Cardinals have used a good number of pinch hitters here. Montana Atchison has remained out in the field at first base for Geist. Atchison had a good solid hit with RBIs earlier. And this one popped up in foul territory. And it's going to be staying alive here. And the count stays at 1-2 for Carlson.
I thought McKenna might have had a shot at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little too much into the fence.
One ball, two strikes now. Macoam looking to get out of this with runners at the corners. No further damage. One run's been in already. Called strike three,
there,
and that'll
is.
Do it for Carlson and the side. And that is the fourth strikeout for Macoam in the middle of six from Casper. Hudson scores, but they still trail 10-2 to your Lady Cardinals on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
To the bottom of the sixth, we go. The Cards will try to win it. If they score two, it's over against freshman pitcher Brianna Oberle. Mark Halverson and Shelley Miller on the call with Sam and Manny Aberle manning the live video stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. And Elliot Spee's back at our WOGO studio. And 10-2. So Hudson, a little life there beyond just a solo homer. So they had some multiple hits and scored a run and had base runners. But, again, Bacco, I'm able to get out of it. And so let's see here. It's going to be Montana Atchison again here to start the sixth inning. And a swing and a miss, strike one. But she got a good cut in.
That was a good cut.
Atchison, the single and two RBIs back in the fourth. And getting some good playing time at first base here today.
Yes.
Place of Geist.
It's nice to come off the bench and yeah. Execute.
Absolutely. 0-1 now, and swing and a miss, and that one strike two, and that one upstairs, kind of challenging her.
Yep.
With Gracie, well, we'll see exactly. Looks like maybe another pinch hitter on deck here, number 19 for the Cardinals. Looks on deck here.
They're probably going to go back upstairs again.
0-2 pitch to Atchison, and she's not going to go fishing for that one, and the count is at 1-2. McKenna Benish is on deck, actually. So, Atchison in place of Geist in the batting order here. And she looks at a ball, misses 2-2. In the sixth spot. So the 6, 7, and 8 hitters with Atchison in place of Geist here. Cardinal half of the sixth, leading it 10-2. The pitch. The tapper, third base side, gloved over, throw over to first in time for the out, and zinging it there is the freshman Dombrowski for out number one. So Hudson seems to be picking themselves up here a little bit.
A little bit, yep.
So yep. Score that 5-3, a one out, and now
Amundson, number 19, McKenna.
Now McKenna hit that McKenna right Benish. Off the handle, right down the third base line.
Yep, and so 19 McKenna Benish now against Brianna Oberle, and Benish looks at a called strike one. How about McKenna on the season? Any at-bats for her?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking up
all right.
Right now.
All right. And 0-1 fouled off 0-2. McKenna Benish, number 19 for the Cardinals. And
yeah, she had three at-bats.
All right.
Yep.
No balls, two strikes, Cardinals. McKenna Benish, one out, 10-2, Chi-Hi lead. Bottom half of the sixth, three outs away from a victory. There's a called strike, and so Benish is down looking. And
right fielder,
two are out
Willa
here
Reisinger.
In the sixth, and it brings up Willa Reisinger, the right fielder. The Cardinal junior. Against this Hudson squad. And Reisinger called strike one. So the Cards scored two in the first, two in the second, four in the third. No, sorry, 2-2, one in the third, four in the fourth, and then another run in the fifth, giving them their 10 runs. And the count to Benish was 0-1. I'm not sure if that's completely up to speed, but Reisinger hitting from the right side. against Brianna Oberle, the freshman right-hander for Hudson. The 0-1 pitch. Missing.
Yeah, if you could score runs in every inning, you're going to win some games.
Yeah, you're going to win some games. There you go. Yeah, 1-2. Okay, 1-2. We're looking for, 1-2 now to Reisinger. And fouls it off. Staying alive. Yeah, that's all we're asking, girls. If you know, you can see that in the post game, right, in the huddle in the outfield. Just go, girls, all we're asking, just keep doing that today. If you just score in every inning, we're going to be okay.
Yep, be aggressive.
Yeah. 2-2-1-4-1. Sounds like you're giving a phone number. And Reisinger staying alive at 1-2. Again, thanks to all of our great advertisers. We welcome you into the spring sports advertising family. Just contact us at 723-1037 or email studio@wib.com or studio@wogo.com to learn more. Ball low, 2-2 now. Get Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The 2-2 pitch. Reisinger to the outfield. Moving over, and they'll make the catch. Carlson to retire the side. So through six from Casper, Chi-Hi still leads it 10-2, three outs away from a victory. We'll call it for you in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
To the seventh we go, and for Hudson, it's Katie. Well, we'll see. It's the number 9, 1, and 2 hitters. Initially, it was Katie Biljon. Later, Zoe Gullick got a chance to hit for her, and it's going to be number 12, Gullick. So, Zoe Gullick.
Batter for Hudson.
Top of the seventh.
The catcher, Zoe Gullick.
And there's the first pitch, and she looks at ball one. So Violet McElwaum again for the Cardinals.
Kenna Benish now playing left field.
And Benish in left field for the Cardinals instead of Gracie Amundson. And the Cards, 1-0 pitch from McElwaum, and she gets the called strike. So the Cards, 8 strikes away.
She went back inside, low inside, and got the call that time.
Yep. All right. The team cheering her on, and swing and a miss, strike two.
Ooh.
To Gullick.
Deadly off speed.
Gullick, who struck out last time, came in for the senior catcher, Katie Biljon, who started the game in that crucial position. The pitch and tap, foul, third base slide, just went foul. And the count stays at 1-2 to Gullick. 6:22 in the evening on this Tuesday evening, tax deadline day. You got less than 6 hours to go. Get your... And strike three. So Gullick has... the Cards now just 2 outs away from victory. And that is strikeout number 5 on the day for McElwaum. But she's been getting a few more lately. She had at least one in the last 3 innings.
Yep, she came low inside a couple times and then got her to chase high.
Carly Meyer, who homered off of her back in the third and has struck out and ground out to third today. McElwaum in the dirt, and then it popped against the umpire for ball one. Meyer, the leadoff hitter and center fielder, just a sophomore for Hudson, so one of those promising younger players. It'll be around for some of these BRC battles. The 1-0 pitch, and this one hit in the air to center field, has it measured, and Kennedy Swan dropped it. She dropped the ball. She had it, and she dropped it. It's gloved there by Reisinger. She'll go into third. Again, it's a triple and an error on the center fielder, Swan. A three-base error on that one.
Yeah, she came in for that catch and then had to go to her left a little bit and
just didn't secure it.
Hit the palm.
Yeah, and again, there is a win today. I'm not under. You know, I think that any kind of miscues in the outfield or challenges probably a factor, but just I think surprised her as well. She thought she had it. And there's a called strike to number 13, Nemero. Bianca Nemero from earlier, second at bat now. And Nemero is going to foul one off on the first base side. So hitting in place of Brunner, the left fielder.
Correction, that's Bianca Nemero.
Nemero, number 13 for Hudson. And again, it's a good thing they're down by eight, Shelley, after that. You get a triple like that. That can be painful and a little scary, but a line shot into the deep infield, and that's going to score, make it a 10-3 game now. So Hudson with some life as Nemero comes through with a RBI single.
It never fails. When there's an error, somehow it makes you pay.
Yep. Yeah, you get, it just had that feeling, I think, you know, seeing that hit instead of being out number two. Ooh. And now a 10-3 game. But Paige Adrian, the number three hitter and the first baseman.
There's a strike.
And strike one to Adrian, who has popped out to second, ground out to short, and singled and scored in the last inning. 10-3 now on the scoreboard. And the 0-1 pitch, and there's a base hit by the shortstop. And Hudson feeling some life now after the triple via the error. And runners at first and second, and still only one out. You know, they got to McQuaid a little bit in the last inning. And Lexi Hirsch is due up. So as a coach in the dugout, you start to get a little nervous at this point?
Right now, I think, you know, Violet's feeling it a little bit.
All right, and there's the pitch fouled off again. Lexi Hirsch today has popped out to first base, flown out to center, and popped out to short. So she's 0-3. McQuaid has had her way with her today. But seeing some of these hitters start to come through here for the Cardinals, and again, so close to having the second out. Instead, that didn't happen, and now runs in, and there's a ball low, and a good lead for Nemero over at second base, and runners at first and second, and count at 1-1.
Violet's a gamer.
Yep. McQuaid versus Hirsch. The 1-1 pitch. Here it is. With runners at first, it's ball high, 2-1. Again, the inning started off with a strikeout of Gullick, and then the three-base triple on an error for Meyer, and then the RBI, and hence runners at first and second, and a count of 2-1. McQuaid to Hirsch. Here it is. Hirsch, right field, and it's going to be foul along that first base side, so the count goes to 2-2. So 2-2 to Lexi Hirsch, the senior designated player who's 0-3 in the day for Hudson. Runners at first and second and one out. McQuaid digging deep now, taking that deep breath and saying, all right, we're just four strikes away. Four strikes away. She's got five strikeouts, one in each of the last three innings. Strike and a miss, strike three, and two are out, just three strikes away.
Now, nice change up.
Yes. And that is her sixth strikeout to this inning now, and it brings up Maddie Schwab, the senior shortstop. It's going to be a tough out. She has ground out to third and singled twice off of McQuaid, so she's 2-3 on the day as McQuaid looks for the final out. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Well, she went after that pitch.
Yeah, she did. It's a 10-3 game. She tried to make it 10-6 with one swing of the bat. She saw one of her teammates, Meyer, take McQuaid deep earlier.
Yeah, I think so.
No ball, one strike. The pitch. She looks at a called strike two, and now just one strike away from a Cardinal victory and upping their record to 2-1 in conference and get this three-game losing streak off their back. Cards not used to being 1-4 on the season. Lost to Marshfield, beat North, And this is a ground ball to short. Romanowski's got it. The step at second, throw to first for the out. And so she didn't get the force at second. She got the out at first. And there you go, Shelley.
She went with the sure one.
Victory. Yeah, right.
Yep, went for the sure out.
So
that's a victory.
There we go. We'll score at 6-3, and the Cardinals come out of here with a 10-3 victory. We've got the postgame in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
1-1 for Twyman.
Line shot right in front of the center fielder. Twyman is 4-for-4 today.
Johnson the pitch. Riley gets a hold of that one. It's out to deep right center field, and it is gone. Home run, Riley Christensen Richardson circles the bases.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Time for the Cardinal postgame show as Chippewa Falls comes out on top 10-3. Mark Halverson, Shelley Miller. Highlights waiting. And Shelley, again, the Cardinals scoring 2-2 and 1-4 and 1 today before, finally not scoring in the 6th. They win it, though. 10-3 over Hudson. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they executed in all 3 phases. They had the pitching. Great defense, and the hitting came alive today.
Yeah, there you go. The hitting did come alive today, and so let's check out some of those highlights as we take you through the broadcast here. Getting our highlight reels ready here. The 1-0 pitch. Henkelman smacks one. Base hit to right field. One is in, and then rounding third and coming in to score is Shepard to the slide and safe. Oh, yes, Shepard, what a play. And the Cards lead it 2-0.
And that's what we have been missing the first 5 games.
There it is. That was an exciting way for the Cardinals to get things going right away with the sophomore Henkelman, and the offense continued.
We want this out.
Yeah, that's for sure. 2-2. Runners at second, third. The pitch from McElwain popped in the air on the infield and caught by McElwain, and the Cards get out of it.
Okay,
with
nice
two
pitch,
runners
got
stranded. And so not only the offense, but you got to have some defense too, right?
That's right.
And after Hudson threatened after Chahai scored those runs, some more highlights. Scoring position for Twyman. The pitch from Chavone, and there's the contact to second base. He drops it, tosses underhand over to first. They get the one out, and a run scores, and the Cards lead it 3-0. More highlights here on WOGO and our Cardinal Countdown, our Cardinal postgame show here on FM 103.1, Wogo.com, and, of course, the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And she looks at ball 3. All right, so let's go ahead and advance to some of the other highlights that happened. A couple more we have here from a little bit later in the game. Again, you know, a lot of the runs that came for the Cardinals, though, were on, like, wild pitches, or there was one on a pass ball, so they weren't all, like, taking advantage of anything and everything, right?
That's correct, right. You know, when a team makes mistakes, you try to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and so here's a couple more highlights as we're waving down. It looks like Chelsea Sikora is maybe going to come and join us here. All right, tired. It's a 7-1 Cardinal lead. And the 1-2 pitch, here it is. And there's the contact, base hit, Atchison in the gap. Two are going to score. It's a 9-1 lead for the Cardinals. And how about Atchison with a solid 2-RBI single? And that was a sweet highlight here in the broadcast. And we're going to get Chelsea Sikora to join us in just a moment. But let's get you one more highlight here in just a moment here on WOGO. And hear this other highlight we had for you. In the bottom half of the fifth inning here.
Another two-out scoring chance.
What do you got for an average for Taylor Schmidt on the year?
Well, her average is .500. I think she's seen had two at-bats.
Yep. There's a smack up the middle, and it's by the diving second baseman. There's a 10-1 game now. So 10-1, and the Cardinals win it 10-3. And Chelsea Sikora joins us now. And, hey, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
Really good. It's really nice to put up those double digits today and, you know, get some of those runners in with two outs and some good offensive for us.
Shelley? Yeah, that was excellent. That's what we were thinking all along.
So this is your chance to ask Chelsea a question on radio. You've always wanted to do that.
I always wanted to ask a question, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the seems to me you had all three phases. You had pitching, you had defense, and hitting. How does it feel to have people coming off the bench and producing?
Yeah, it's so fun. It's really fun in these games to, you know, kind of shake up your lineup or shake up your defense and give those players some opportunities. And it was a great night to do it. And a lot of them really stepped up and, you know, got those base hits. Pinch hitting is one of the hardest things to do in softball. And we had three or four girls step into the box and get base hits today. So very, very proud of our bench.
And at a critical time, too.
Absolutely. Scoring runs, absolutely.
And that's got to help just the team continuity in terms of this is a team effort, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think everybody that is physically able in our dugout was in there today. And having quality at-bats, I think Montana did a great job at the plate and then had some great plays at first. And then, you know, mixing up the outfield a little bit was good. It's always good.
Mm-hmm. But what about now the mentality of, okay, enjoy this, but the schedule has you in 2 days. We'll see what the weather allows, but at Hudson.
Absolutely. The board's erased. I mean, we don't get to bring any of these runs with us, and we make sure that we stay focused on that. I mean, we treat them like a brand new team. None of this ever happened. We gotta erase that memory and go at them as if they're a brand new team.
Mm-hmm. And I think it showed in the end of the game that Hudson, you know, started to get some hits. And I think a tougher game than 10-3 awaits you on Thursday.
Absolutely. I know they've got a good lineup. You know, they've got good hitters. And they're going to, every time you lose a game and you get to go at somebody a second time, you go a little bit harder. And we know that. They've got good speed. So we know that, you know, a 10-3 game probably is in our future. And we're ready to go in and fight for the next win, too.
But a great team effort here today.
Absolutely.
All right. Good luck. We can't wait to see you again, but have safe travels.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting our game.
Glad to do it. All right. Chelsea Sikora here in the post game here on WOGO as the Cardinals go on to the victory 10-3. And I think we're about ready to put a wrap on this broadcast. Shelley, a final thought from you.
Yeah, I think that they finally put it together. That's what they've been waiting for,
you know,
after the first five games. And they executed very well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, again, we'll get a podcast of this up at wogo.com, and you'll be able to access the video as well. Thanks so much to Sam and Maddie Aberle for providing that for us today, and Elliot Spies back at our Wogo studio as Chahai prevailing. 10-3 the victory as they scored so consistently, scoring at least something through the first five innings on their way to the victory. For Shelley Miller, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Chi-High the winner today, 10-3. They upped their record in conference to 2-1, 2-4 overall. They're due to be at Hudson on Thursday. We're due to have Chi-High baseball for you on Thursday, weather permitting. That, too, will be a 4:10 pregame here, also from Casper and the Baseball Diamonds. Thanks so much for listening. The preceding has been a WOGO Sports production. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, quality propane and fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi-Hi Lady Cardinals Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.